Hello and welcome to this Money Age podcast. I'm editor Adam Cadle, and here with me today is Jack Tenwick, head of UK sales at Yolt Technology Services. Welcome, Jack.
Hi, Adam.
Today, we will be looking at how to get the most out of your lending business, in particular, the role of open banking. So, Jack, what exactly is open banking and how does it work? And leading on from this, what are the practical benefits of open banking for the lending industry?
So what is open banking? Open banking is a financial services term relating to the access and ownership of transaction and balance data from bank accounts. So what that really means in practice is that essentially account holders, current account holders, such as you and me or businesses, can now own and access their transaction and balance data from their bank account with consent. So the idea behind this is that the regulators wanted to transfer that ownership away from banks and towards the consumer or business. The idea being that they can then pass that on to third parties, the idea or the aim of achieving greater financial inclusion. So I'll give you a practical example. There's about 1.5 million people in the UK lacking access to basic financial services at the moment, maybe because they don't have a full-time address or that they're not able to have a standard set of maybe a mortgage or a loan or credit card. Within that, there's about 8 million people in total in the UK lacking historical credit data to go through traditional borrowing options. So they're excluded from the process, maybe because they just don't have enough credit history. That doesn't mean that they're not a stable borrower. And so this access of their data, so if I'm one of these people that can't get a mortgage because I don't have the credit history necessary, but I might be a safe borrower, I can now access my transaction and balance data from my bank. I can then pass it on to a new lender, new form of lender. And they now have an additional set of data or complementary set of data that might mean that actually I can get that mortgage or loan. So just to quickly summarize, what is open banking? It's the ability to access transaction and balance data with consent of the account holder to pass to third parties. There's a secondary element to it, which relates to payments as well. So there's a data element, which I've just talked about, and then there's a payments element too, the ability to pass payments directly from account to account, bypassing the need for a credit or debit card, for instance.
Sure.
Your question on what are the practical benefits to a lender? So I kind of just touched on one there. I like to think of it as two high level benefits. One is you've got enhanced data available at your fingertips, which could mean that you've got a greater loan acceptance rate, or you can improve your lending rate. For instance, as I just said, someone who doesn't have credit history, someone that might have stale credit history, through using open banking data, i.e. my transactional balance data, which is typically accessed through APIs, you're getting an instant and essentially a real-time insight into my spending and income and maybe outstanding credit obligations as well.
Right.
So this is all accessed through a single pipe of data instantly. It means it's up to date, it's not stale, and it may complement existing forms of credit underwriting as well. I think we could agree that having someone's transaction and balance data is pretty personalized. Not only is it pretty personalized, it's up to date and it's very insightful to a lender. So that's one benefit, enhanced credit decisioning through more data, essentially up to date live data. The other benefit is onboarding. So, and we've all been there with a mortgage application process, you have to get a huge amount of data together to send off to the lender, which makes sense. So, you know, my proof of employment, for example, my proof of address, my proof of affordability, you might want to verify my identity. All of this data can now be pulled down through this transaction balance data feed. It's called, in jargon terms, account information services. That's this data product delivered by Open Banking. But essentially, it means for a lender, okay, now I can verify that Jack is employed by Yolt Technology Services because you can see that on my bank account statement. You can verify that I have the source of funds available. I have the affordability available. My name matches what my bank account name says. So this is all available, again, instantly through a normalized data feed. So just to quickly summarize, the two high-level benefits really for a lender are enhanced data being at my fingertips to potentially improve my loan acceptance rates, and also instant data available that means that I can accept an applicant and onboard them faster, meaning a better customer journey, customer experience. There's one other kind of benefit there, and that's that knowing who I am as a customer, knowing my transaction and balance data from various bank accounts, because I've given you that information with consent, you're then able to deliver tailored solutions or insights to me. There's the ability to upsell products, which might be helpful to me and beneficial because you've got that profile of me. So there's that tailored service available too. And I think in the modern digital world, that's an increasing demand from a customer, is that they want a tailored digital service. They essentially want their bank branch in their pocket now, not necessarily having to go in to talk to an advisor.
Right. Thank you very much, Jack. That's really interesting. In turning our attention towards the COVID-19 pandemic, how has this accelerated the use of open banking?
I think the first thing is to acknowledge that it has accelerated the use of open banking. The reason being that people need money and they need it fast. So, you know, you've got the bounce back loans, which need to be underwritten. That money needs to access the economy fast. You've got, in context of mortgages, quite a heated housing situation at the moment where you've got stamp duty holidays being extended as well, an extension of the Help to Buy scheme. There's a lot of pent up demand there. And we know on one end of that process, you've got solicitors being slowed down with their searches and so on. But then at the other end, the actual mortgage acceptance area or the mortgage application area, you almost can't get enough mortgages through at once. So this instant receipt of customers' transaction and balance data, this instant real-time profile of an applicant's income and expenditure is really important, not only because it's sped up through the use of APIs, so you can plug it into your own in-house engines and machines, but also that onboarding element too. Instead of me having to go and get scanned copies of my pay slips and all these forms of unstructured data and manual processing of that unstructured data, again, that can be pulled down automatically through a real-time data feed. So in terms of speed to market, open banking really helps with that process. And I think the COVID pandemic's created a real build-up of demand, which has meant that speed to market has become incredibly important. Not only speed to market, but also onboarding efficiencies.
Sure. And what are the benefits of using an open banking API aggregator like yourselves?
Sure. So what is an open banking API aggregator? A lot of jargon thrown in there, but essentially think about what we've been talking about is the ability to pull transaction and balance data from consumers or businesses with their consent. That means that you've got to have connectivity there to do that. Most of the banks have chosen, well, nearly all of them have chosen to provide that data through APIs. We have built out an existing network to those APIs. So Yolt Technology Services, we are the leading pan-European provider by coverage. We've got around 100% of UK bank accounts on our network. What that means is that as an API aggregator, a lender can come to us, plug in to us on a single level, and we'll take care of the connections to all the various banks. A good analogy is to think about those plug sockets when you go abroad. You know, where do you ever go abroad which has got a UK plug socket?
Yeah.
You know, all these different countries have different plug sockets. It's the same in open banking. Each bank has a different plug socket. What we do is provide you with a single one and we take care of the connectivity to all the rest.
Right.
So what are the benefits? One, you're leveraging our experience. So Yolt Technology Service in particular, we've been here since the start. We made the first successful open banking API call. We've been through the pain. So essentially, what are the benefits of partnering with us? Well, you're leveraging our experience, firstly, but you're leveraging that connectivity that we've built out. And that's really at the core of the service. We are providing that access to those connections, to those bank accounts. And we're also proactively monitoring, managing and maintaining those connections going forward as well. Beyond just the connectivity and the technical expertise, we also have the regulatory expertise as well. This is a regulated service. We operate under an FCA license in the UK and an EU license in Netherlands. And what that means is that if you just want to test the water and see what open banking data looks like, for example, instead of having to go in to get an FCA open banking license, you can leverage ours as an agent. So we'll take care of you from a regulatory standpoint. And we'll take care of you from a technical standpoint as well.
Sure. And how easy is it to integrate into an existing offering?
Well, we're using APIs. We use RESTful APIs as well. So essentially, you can fully white label our service and connectivity. So it's very straightforward. We say that you can have a first API call written. Our record time is within 13 minutes. But realistically, you're talking 1 to 2 weeks to have something meaningful. And our full from, you know, start build to end into production is only 4 weeks. So it's very straightforward. We've been widely credited for our ease of use. And yeah, we can also help in a pre-sale level. So the quality and the intuitive nature and the robustness of our APIs is kind of at the core of what we do. We are a connectivity specialist.
Brilliant, Jack. Thank you. Data is obviously a key element to this, Jack. So how is data kept secure throughout this?
Yeah, it's a good question. And there's a couple of fundamental sort of industry-wide checks there. The first is that open banking, as I touched on, it's a regulated service. It's a regulated activity. If you want to be able to pull a customer's transactional balance data or support payments, you've got to operate under, in the UK, an FCA license. I'm not going to throw too much jargon out there, but call it an open banking license. So that's the first thing. You've got to have that rubber stamp. You've got to be at that benchmark that the FCA would expect. Within that, you've got obviously the GDPR procedures and policies which need to be applied. But then also there's a consent journey required. So I keep mentioning with consent. Well, if I'm a mortgage applicant and I want to give access to a lender so that they can underwrite me or perhaps they can onboard me or, you know, prove my employment, for instance, I have to consent to that. And so using what's called app redirect workflow on my mobile phone, for instance, I'll be redirected from the lender's screen, click a, you know, connect button to the my bank's online banking app, and I will provide consent through that. In between that consent journey, obviously, I'm having to use my fingerprint or face ID because that's what my online banking app uses. So the point is that every time I'm going to give permission to someone to access my transaction balance data, I'm using my bank login. It's bank-side authenticated. It's bank-level security, which is really important. And that consent has to be re-approved every 90 days at the moment. So the chance of someone being able to provide access to a third party for my financial, for my transaction balance data without my consent is next to impossible. Beyond that, specifically to Yolt Technology Services, we are owned by ING Bank in the Netherlands, meaning we do have a high sort of benchmark or standard of security and an approach to risk that sits very much within the core of our DNA. We are originally from a multinational bank, and that means that we take security incredibly seriously. We have a good benchmark and a good standard of customer under our umbrella on the FCA side. So beyond the regulatory stamp, the regulatory requirements, beyond the obvious the GDPR requirements, the customer authentication, we as YTS will ensure that any customer of ours who's using us to pull that transaction and balance data is up to our benchmark and our bank level standards.
Sure. Well, many thanks indeed, Jack, for this great insight into the world of open banking and obviously how it can be utilised within lending businesses. For more information, please get in touch with Jack on his LinkedIn profile. And Jack, it's been an absolute pleasure today. You know, thank you for appearing on this Money Age podcast, and take care.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me, Adam. Cheers.